Welcome to Brit Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Hey fam, so I got to review two albums this week. I did the EP from Riley, formerly known as Amber Riley, my fellow Aquarian, who is an American actress, singer, and author and activist. She comes out with the self-titled EP. The self-titled EP, Riley, and it is amazing. It is 6 track records, and let's go into them one by one. So this first one on the EP is called BGE, better known as Big Girl Energy. Now, this is a total bop. I got that big girl energy. I got that hood that's stealing me. You speak it, Riley. You speak it. Yes. This is definitely a song I can sing. It's an anthem, all off tune, in the car, anywhere. I am going to belt this. I am bigger than life, and it's not just about my size. It's a self-awareness movement. I am bigger than your expectations and what you want. This is not about you. Let me repeat that. This is not about you. It's about me, my growth, the potential I am growing into. My aura is bright, shine bright like a diamond. I am completely feeling this, Riley, on this song. Like, this is amazing. And the video's awesome too, just by the way. The video's awesome. Yeah, I know I'm lyrically challenged, so I am determined to learn all of the words and sing this to the top of my lungs. All side eyes welcome, but I'm going to get there. From the rooter to the tutor, I am going to get the entire thing down, and I'm just going to do it. And when I do it, it's going to be on TikTok, baby. You're going to have to watch me on that one. But Big Girl Energy, BGE, is my anthem. All right, so the next song on the EP is Temporary, and it has a very mellow, like, it's a slower song, but it's you can feel the beat. Like, the instrumentals on all these songs would be a freaking amazing. Like, the arrangements is on point. But Temporary is another song that sticks with you. The chorus is really one that's sick and that you really, really have to listen to and feel all of the vibe. So if your love is temporary, you tell them, like Riley says it, I don't want it. Like, you can keep it. This gives me a feeling like a grown-up version of Khaleesi's I Hate You So Much Right Now Without Being Petty, but with a sick, sick beak and mellow tempo, and of course, Riley's amazing vocals. So that's the second track. Now, on the third track, we got Creepin'. Now, with Creepin', this is a song I would love for someone to make a 60-second TikTok dance routine to. That's easy enough for me to learn and replicate and duet. I would definitely sing this song with my girls in the background hyping me up. But listening to it a little bit further, this really reminds me of my 20s, like my whole entire 20s. So something that I would do, like dating without broadcasting my business, simple rules, hush, I'm on my bullshit now. And then, you know, somewhere put that nay nay dance in there too. But, you know, everybody don't need to know your business. Dating is just that. You're dating to figure things out. But you don't have to broadcast everybody you dating to. Everybody, even some of your friends, don't need to know who it is you talking to. So this song represents all that, and I am here for it. Here for it. Now, let's see. The fourth song on the EP is called Ride. Now, this one is heavily in the pocket. The background music gives me very chill vibes, a very good couples song. I'd definitely play this for babe. Almost wish I knew how to two-step, because that's what I'm feeling on this. In my mind, I could see couples of all ages step into this song and just cut to a clip of a couple in the convertible just cruising the streets, you know, enjoying each other in the atmosphere. I got you. I just want to ride. It's a very, very positive jam. I mean, all of these songs are just real groove songs that you could dance to. That's what I love about this album so far. Okay, so 5 is Hood Living. This gives me nostalgic memories from time when we were happy, but we were still struggling as a family. The struggle was real, but it taught us life lessons that still stick with us today. Like, you may not have grown up in the best of places. You may not have grown up with a silver spoon in your mouth. You may have grown up in crime, violence, gang violence, drug life. Those are situations that may have started you off, but you've grown up and grown out of those things. But you never forget where you came from. So Hood Living just completely reminds me of that. And the one thing that I did like on this one is that BJ the Chicago Kid was featured on here. Now, I wasn't expecting that. I'm not too familiar with his work, but I actually, his voice is amazing and it was an enjoyable addition to the track. So say I love my hood and it's all good. Like, this was a very, very good song that just, you know, it makes you pause and think and see where you came from, like where you started and where you are now. Yeah. So the last song on the track, I'm on the EP, is called A Moment. Now, I had heard this song before, and this just goes to show you how Miss Riley, her range goes from here to all the way over there across the room. And this is one of them songs that you sing to yourself in the shower and hope don't nobody hear you, because you can't hit none of these ring, none of these ranges, and none of these, you don't, none of this. This is not your ministry. You let her sing it in public, but you blast this thing in private. Now, A Moment is a great wrap-up song to the end of this EP. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to see the other side. Riley definitely shows her vocal range on this track. It just effortlessly flows. Now, like I said, my range ain't nowhere near that. Like, I don't even really think I have a range. But me trying to sing along with this song in the shower, in the car by myself, you can't tell me we not harmonizing together. You can't tell me nothing by myself. Now, I ain't gonna do this in public because I'm not trying to get blasted by y'all. But it really, listening to the words, it really does touch the soul. Now, like I said, this is her EP. It's got 6 tracks on it. Overall, I thoroughly enjoyed this EP by Riley. I've always known that she's had an amazing voice, even from her American Idol days and Glee days. But this project, just to me, it really shows me her as a woman and growth in the topics and ranges she has. I believe we are finally getting to see what the real Riley has to offer, and the sky is the limit. I am so looking forward to seeing her in more projects. Like I said, this is her music side, but I'm also looking forward to seeing her do more acting. She's a theater actress. She's a TV show actor. Let's get some movies under the belt when, you know, the pandemic is over with, babe. Let's go out and just, you know, kill it. Completely kill it. If you haven't had a chance to check out her EP, it's on all your streaming media. I listen to it on Spotify, but I believe it's also on iTunes as well. And let's support. It's really, really good. All right, so our next album that I did the EP for Stout, called Highs and Lows. Now, I didn't really know much about her, but she is simply gorgeous. And her voice is amazing. So she was born and raised in New Haven, Connecticut. And she is a recording artist, a songwriter, and a producer. So let's get into this. This first song on the EP is called Frequency. Now, this one surprised me, and I am so glad that she put this at the beginning of the album. Now, the way this song starts off, it's like an a cappella tribal beat. It's a song that I could see me and my bestie trying to replicate background voice instrumentals and messing it all up, but you can't tell us we don't sound good together. Now, Stout's voice is so strong and uniquely pleasing that I had no problem just putting this on repeat and listening to just this first song over and over and over again. Her voice is kind of hard to describe. It's something you have to hear. But when I tell you, once you hear it, you're going to love her. Now, the second song on this EP is called Euphoria. Now, this song is it's a vibe. It's a total vibe. It's one of my favorite, if not the favorite song on the album. It's a 3-minute course of emotions that explain a great relationship that gives one all of the feels, like all of them. Great singing, but it also has a small like singing / rap feel to it, kind of like spoken word-ish. It's not quite full core rap, but it's not like she's singing either. It's in between. The groove is strong on this one and also makes me want to get up and just dance around the room. I'm talking about, you know, that Saturday dancing when you're supposed to be cleaning, but you didn't start a whole routine by yourself in the living room. That kind of dancing. I don't never want to come down. Kiss me until the sun goes down. You take me high. Yes, 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 for the lyrics. This song projects positive love vibes only. I absolutely adore it. Now, the third song on the EP is called Under. Now, with Under, to me, this one feels more like a poem than a song. It's very, very heavy lyrically on it, meaning that, like I said, it's wordy. But when you listen to the words, you actually see where Stout is going with this song and where she's wanting to go in life or with life at this time. I'm trying to figure my way out. I can see my way. I can see my way. The musical arrangement on this song is funky as all get out. Another jam that I am putting on repeat. You know what? I'm just going to repeat the whole album. There's like no song on here that you want to skip. Okay, keeping it going. The next song, the fourth song on the EP is called Get Back. Now, with Get Back, this is a positive vibe song that just makes you want to think about your life introspectively. Just trying to get back to times where you positively knew where you were going. It gives me Aaliyah Dust Yourself Off and Try Again vibes. Like, you're not at your best, but you know how to get there. You know that you need to keep going. You need to keep persevering. So yes, we're experiencing trying times, but I'm going to get back up again and continue on my journey. I would love to experience this song right here with the artist in a live band. I bet you that would be so dope. All right, so the last track on the EP is called Boogie Down. Now, this is extremely funky and groovy, reminiscent of Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk. Now, you just cannot sit still on this song, and it's just saying, I want to get down with you. Like, it's a repeater song, kind of like James Brown repeats his one sentence over and over and over in the song. That's this. But it's a very, very upbeat song. And just makes you want to get up and dance. Now, overall thoughts for this. There is something so grounded in Stout's music that just resonates with my spirit. It's like my journey and emotions were put to a song and thoroughly enjoyed the journey. Like, I completely enjoyed this journey. I can't wait to see where she goes. I'm not quite familiar with her, but I would love to just go back and YouTube the hell out of her and just see what other music she's done and what other live performances she's had. Her voice is amazing. Her singing has so much depth and soul into it. And every now and then she has like this way of doing spoken word that's almost borderline rap-like. I will definitely be looking into some of her past music, like I said. And I hope that she comes out with way, way, way more stuff in the future. I hope she is a lasting artist. Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week? All right, peeps. The word of the week today will be propinquity. That's propinquity. It's a noun, and it means the state of being close to someone or something, proximity. So let's use propinquity in a sentence, and we're going to go with this. He kept his distance as though afraid propinquity might lead him into temptation. So being close to the liquor and being a recovering alcoholic, keeping your distance in fear of being tempted by the alcohol, propinquity. Propinquity. Thanks for listening to Britt Lachey Speaks. Subscribe to the podcast on Anchor FM. Connect with me on Twitter at Britt Speaks and Facebook at Britt Lachey Speaks. That's BRITTLASHEA Speaks. See you on the next episode.